Training Camp Central is powered by XFIT.
Just an update on the injury report. Cornelius Washington left the game. He's still being evaluated, knee and ankle. Kadeem Carey was taken off the field or kept in the locker room or brought in. He's going through a concussion evaluation. And then DeAndre Houston Carson, a neck, is being evaluated. Any questions?
John, what's the process for you of putting this night in the right frame for the guys so they don't make too much or too little of it?
Well, I think, you know, it's – obviously, I was disappointed personally. I think our team was disappointed. We were expecting more. I don't know that we executed as well as any of us expected. You know, it is preseason. You don't game plan. It's pretty basic. But, you know, there's definitely some room for improvement, and it'll be a good learning process when they go in and look at the tape. We've got a lot of new players to us, not just rookies. I think that, there's plenty of room for improvement.
You guys had some protection problems with the first team offense. How much of that was them blitzing, and how much of it was new communication with the new center and all that sort of stuff?
Well, I think all of the above. We didn't execute it as well as we need to or as well as we should have. Part of it's recognition, getting it communicated, and we didn't do that as well as we should have.
You mentioned how you don't game plan for this one. Mm-hmm. They seem to come out with a pretty quick tempo, and they're blitzing on defense. That catch you off guard. I mean, should that be put?
Not really. It was pretty remedial stuff, you know, both up-tempo as well as, you know, some of the dogs and pressures we got that at this stage we should have executed better.
How important was it for Alshon to get out there and get some reps tonight?
You know, I thought it was real critical. You know, I think both he and Kevin White, both. Kevin missed all of last season, and that's his first live football in a year, or really first in the NFL in a game condition. And same with Alshon. You know, he worked hard to get back, and he had some good days in practice, felt good. Didn't have a whole lot of time, but, you know, I think having them both out there is good. We still have, you know, guys we got to get out there, and Eddie Royal and, Zach as well. So we're still short some guys that, you know, hopefully we get back this week.
John, is Cody Whitehair okay, and did you want to see more of him at center?
You know, I think really, you know, you use these preseason games for young people and particularly rookies, and, you know, he played guard and center. That's a lot to ask for a rookie learning a new offense. But those are learning experiences and good lessons.
John, what was the process like in determining whether Alshon was going to go today? And just from an emotional standpoint, is it good to see him get back out there?
Well, I think, you know, everybody wants to play, and, the guys around them want them to play. He was ready, felt good about it. I think mentally it helps him, helps us, helps the quarterback, everybody involved.
John, DeAndre Hall made a few plays in the end. Mm-hmm. Of the night. Your thoughts on his development, his growth to this point?
Well, again, I think that's a positive. You know, I think he had back-to-back PBUs, so guy's a young guy. It's his first game experience, our first time to see him in game conditions. But we'll learn a lot looking at the tape. We'll be able to evaluate better as far as their assignment and really their techniques. And hopefully we learn and grow from it.
What do you guys gain by having that joint practice and by having it against a good team?
Well, I think anytime you can be against good teams, you know, they're a perennial AFC representative in the playoffs. You know, tonight was the defending world champs. So, it's a pretty good test out of the blocks and one we welcome. And, we get time to get better before we go to Houston.
It was just one play, but were you able to tell what happened with Callahan on that touchdown early in the game?
I think he probably got stuck a little bit, didn't get turned, obviously. I think without seeing it on tape, it happened kind of fast. All of a sudden, I saw a DT behind him. So I don't know exactly.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.